This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's February 26th, and on this day in 1946, Babe Ruth was released by the New York Yankees and quickly signed with the Boston Braves. Babe Ruth had just turned 40 3 weeks earlier, and he was definitely on the tail end of his career, but the Boston Braves thought he had a few more years left in the tank. In his 15th and final season with the New York Yankees, the Babe hit 22 homers, which was his lowest tally since he was pitching for the Boston Red Sox. And still, he was an attractive get for the Braves. Despite losing to Ruth and the Yankees relentlessly over the past decade and a half, American League managers like Connie Mack lamented the loss of Ruth to the National League, and National League managers and owners were excited. Ruth meant people coming through the turnstiles in ballparks that he had never played in before. And it was a huge story in the papers the next day. Ruth's release and quick signing wiped other world news of the day off the front page. The Braves signed Ruth to a 3-year deal to be a player, an assistant manager to Bill McKechnie, and vice president in the front office. Now, you may be asking yourself, wait, Ruth played with the Boston Braves? I don't remember that. Well, that's probably because it didn't last very long, and the time he spent there did not go very well. He only played 28 games, hitting .181 with 6 homers in that time. 3 of those home runs came in his second-to-last game. He also clashed with the front office about his role with the team, and on May 30th, he played his final game with the Braves and retired from baseball, having never managed the team in his short stint. Also on this day in 1989, Tom Landry was fired as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. After 29 seasons of walking the sidelines in his trademark fedora, winning 2 Super Bowls and 60% of his games in that span, Landry was shown the door. His firing came the day after Jerry Jones bought the team, taking over as general manager in the process. And in 1967, Mario Andretti won the Daytona 500 in his first and only appearance. Andretti became the first foreign-born driver to ever win a NASCAR race. That's all for today. If you have a moment, how about leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts? That would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for checking out today's episode, and I'll have more on tomorrow's edition of This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.